she prayed without support. What beautiful memories that is. Even though it made us a bit uncomfortable in our youth, but we found our legitimate and illegitimate ways to escape, to get out from under too. And all of my sisters into music, and all of my brothers were great athletes, every one of them. My brother Joe, he just died. He had 12 children of his own, lived down in Florida. He could take one step when he was a junior in high school and throw a football 65 yards with one step, like the pros do now, our Joe. And my brother, he was a missionary in Puerto Rico for 34 years. He was the best boxer in our college. And he played the violin before the Second Vatican Council and the guitar after the Second Vatican Council. In fact, he was second violinist in the Hayes Symphony Orchestra for 7 years when he was teaching in our seminary out in Kansas, in Victoria. Yeah. I can't even dream of living in our family without my three younger brothers and sisters, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. And I know big families are not in vogue these days, but it's a great education. You see these girls with their hair down, without the makeup, and you get to know what they're really like when they're in their bare feet and they're arguing with you over some issue. What a great education. I think they confirmed me in celibacy from very tender years. It was a great education. But all of them were devoted to the Mother of God, every one of them. And every one of them kept the faith, too. Everyone. Boy, that's a special grace. And they all ended up on speaking terms with each other. How many families that you and I know are no longer talking to each other? Some accused of overreaching or unduly influencing the parents in the making of the will. And since that time, real estate came between them. I can't think of a worse way to dishonor the memory of your parents than by refusing to speak to your brothers and sisters. The ones you shared the same womb with at different times are no longer communicating. How sad that is. And I praise and thank God for these gifts too. I really do. But it was the Mother of God, I'm sure, that kept us together. Do you know the greatest, the best thing you can say about any woman is that she is a good mother. Nothing better, nothing truer, nothing more beautiful can be said about the Blessed Virgin Mary than that she is the Mother of God. God was her little baby, whom she nursed and clothed, just as mothers today love and cherish their little ones. And we know that God would not become man until Mary first had given her consent to be his mother. When God said, fiat, let it be done, he created light, he created heaven and earth. But when Mary said, fiat, God became man. And on that first Christmas night, it was Mary who presented all creation with a little baby. A baby whose name in eternity is God. A baby whose name in time is Jesus. And that's why we have extra reason to be proud of our human race. One of our little girls, probably no more than about 15 or 16 years old, was so loved by God that he who is motherless, without a mother in eternity, chose her to be his mother in time. And that's why that great non-Catholic poet Wordsworth could call Mary in the most beautiful line we think ever written in the English language. He called Mary our tainted nature's solitary boast. In the common parlance of Birmingham and Pittsburgh, she's the only one we can really brag about. The second person of the Blessed Trinity, God the Son, was the only one who ever had or ever will have the power, the privilege of choosing his own mother. How could God possibly select anyone short of immaculate perfection and call her mother? Mary was a good mother, absolutely the best possible mother. And Saint Bonaventure, the seraphic doctor of the Franciscan order, tells us that